Hey, it's Jeff Young, the Catholic Foodie at CatholicFoodie.com, and it is about 1 o'clock on Fat Tuesday. That's right, Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras Day. I got a little music in the background here, and I am, believe it or not, I never anticipated this being my Mardi Gras Day, but I'm in the kitchen. I mean, I love the kitchen. You know I love the kitchen. I'm very happy to be in the kitchen cooking, but I didn't anticipate that for today, Mardi Gras Day. We had thought that, you know, originally, just like last year, we thought we'd be down in New Orleans, St. Charles Avenue, catching Zulu very early in the morning, 8:30 in the morning. We'd be down catching beads, watching the Zulu parade with the traditional, you know, coconuts. They give out coconuts, throw coconuts from the float. And if you want to know more about that, go to last year's post and podcast. I can't remember the exact episode number, but you just go back in time, look at the date there at CatholicFoodie.com, and you'll see a few posts, lots of pictures down of our time on St. Charles Avenue watching Zulu, catching the Zulu parade, and Rex right after that. It was a lot of fun. Matter of fact, last year was the 100th anniversary of the Zulu parade. And they were giving out special gold-painted coconuts with 100 years or something like that written on them. And very, very cool. Our children each caught a coconut. They were very excited. Anyway, we anticipated doing that again this year, going down to Zulu and Rex. But I think we just partied too much this week. Tuesday night, a week ago, we went to the Saints Parade. I did an audio boo from there. We're at the Saints Parade in New Orleans, and it took us almost 4 hours to get there. And I think that kind of wiped us out for a few days. We didn't get back till late, and it's exhausting going there and being surrounded by 800,000 plus people and sitting in traffic both on the way there and on the way back. It's just takes a lot out of you. Char and I had the opportunity to go out Friday night, just the two of us on a date. Wow, that was awesome. It doesn't happen that often. We really took advantage of that time together. So, another night out. And then Saturday, at this point in time, I can't remember what we did Saturday. I know we did something. We weren't just here at the house all day. I just had a phone call come through there. See if I can remember what I was saying. This year, Saturday we were out. I can't remember right now what we did. We did something special. And then Sunday, we went out. That was just 2 days ago. We went out to down to New Orleans for the Toast Parade and Bacchus. And we were there till late. It was very late. We got back in just exhausted. And so yesterday, Lundi Gras, we thought to ourselves, we're not going to parade. We're not going to do anything. Just going to rest up, and it was a lazy day, but it was just, we never really recuperated, never really felt like we got energy back. It was just, we're exhausted all day long. So, we didn't do any parades last night. I did record episode 61, which is out. It's on iTunes. It's also over at CatholicFoodie.com, and I talk about Mardi Gras. I talk about the parades, talk about all the stuff that we did. And I also pay particular attention to the Catholic roots of Mardi Gras. Very important, and one of the reasons that I love Mardi Gras so much, the Catholic roots of Mardi Gras. So that is there, iTunes and CatholicFoodie.com. Now, in addition to all that, we had thought we'd get up and go to the Zulu Parade, Rex Parade this morning, but my youngest, Grace, she started to develop a cough 2 days ago. And it's kind of under the weather, got a little cold or something, maybe a little sinus infection, we don't know. But she's coughing and coughing and coughing. So we figured, it's probably best for her that we don't do that, A. And B, we're still so tired, we don't want to get up, at the crack of dawn to get down to New Orleans in time. In addition to that, I have been tweeting about this and putting it on Facebook, and I put it in the podcast as well. I'm going to be on the Catholic Guys show today. With Lino Ruli. They are in New Orleans. They're down at the Inn on Bourbon. Char and I are about to head down to New Orleans in just a bit to go to that show. So it's going to be very exciting. I'm really excited about it. Looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But I stayed up really